The stage is yours.
Thank you. I'm here for a quite short time. My head may not have switched completely to English, so if that happens, maybe someone of the audience can help me out. So my talk is about Fab Access, and in the last time I held a talk, after the talk, people said to me, you need to tell more about Fab Access, so that's what I'll be doing. And first things first, wake up. Some color. What is Fab Access? For Fab Access, I'm a manager of a workshop in Berlin, in a university. And some people call me the product owner or the father of Fab Access. It's not really the case. I'll tell later why. Switching machines in a workshop sounds easy. You switch one bit on, machine is on, switch one bit off, reset the bit, and the machine is off. But it's not that easy. First thing, why do we need to switch off machines? You have, in a workshop, you have two kinds of machines. The one who tear off parts of the body of the users if they do not now know how to use the machine. And the not so interesting ones who are not hurting people. And there are two kinds of people in your workshop. There are the ones who know how to clean up their place after they leave the workshop. And there are the ones who leave the mess to you. And if you need to get along with this combination of people and machines, you need to get some structure in the workshop. And I'm the only one working aesthetically in that workshop, so I'm not enough people to get structure and 30 people using the workshop, so I need support and I need the wonder of the digitalization. So I do not like good luck, have fun. That's why we began to work in Fab Access in 2019. I won't read all of that. These are requirements which are coming into software if you want to switch on machines and off machines. That's why it wasn't that easy. And next thing is we saw a lot of projects who began working in that area. But when we realized there are a lot of these a lot of these projects, I think the most of you know that XKCD. We tried to avoid that by becoming modular and switch some slides back and getting more than works for me. Technology readiness level 9, maybe some of you know what that means. And that's one more thing we wanted to reach. We wanted to reach the technical Grundlagen for federation in the future. Not right now, we'll get there in September this year, maybe. That's what it is, Fab Access. In the last talk, they said, talk about what is Fab Access, that's it. We have machines, we have users, and the machines can be switched on by the user, not by the manager of the Fab Lab, but the manager of the Fab Lab has the user database and the machine database and can say who was allowed to switch on which machine. And in the next step here, can see which one of the users switched on which machine in the last time, and that's it. We do not follow our users or make surveillance of what they are doing. We want to know who left that mess, and that's it. There are some perspectives which need to be implemented in such software. The first is the workspace manager. I won't read because time is running. For the workspace manager, the software we are implementing should fit into his workspace and not press his workspace into our software. That's one of the most important things for us. And for the user, it should be easy to use. And that's it. Fast and clear as and at a English word's missing. So that's how we approached to berücksichtigen. Well, you know what I mean. How to consider the wishes of the FabLab manager, yes, of me. I think it's too much text for 9 minutes. Are there some questions for that slide? I think the most important is the last one. Attaching new machines is easy via Python and Bash because we are not able to implement as a project each and every machine in each and every workshop. So we need to enable the workshop users and managers to work as a community project. In the middle, there is GUI would be great if there is anyone in the audience who is willing and able to build a GUI which takes machines and throws out TOML and DOL files, feel free. That's some things in the back end that are important. It's written in Rust, so the language and the compiler guarantees some sort of stability. And in between the backend and Rust, there is the Cap'n Proto API, which enables the guys who are not working in the backend and in the core of the server to get a stable API where they can throw against with Python or, I think, easier languages, which are there are more people who can write code in these languages. We have 2 to 3 core developers who are having an Auge drauf. We have an eye on guarantee a very, very stable API. And this is also important because the FabLab manager does not want to take care of software updates. They should happen without any effort. Accessibility is for the users. The app which we have, I showed in the slides before, should be really accessible for the users because when you have a workshop, it doesn't help you if a third of your users say, sorry, I can't access the app. I can't use your workshop machines. The last line there is one more step to accessibility because not everyone has a mobile phone and not everyone wants to take his mobile phone and get the app and when he wants to just use a machine, so NFC is a thing in that case. Well, supported hardware devices out of the box. This is what the core developers have been working at right now. And the extensibility, it are not only the core developers developing modules for Fab Access. That's where the community comes in. I think the list on the top will grow with time, but the developers have an eye on stability, so it's not growing that fast as the community wishes. So it gives community Anreiz. I don't know the English word, sorry. That's where we are right now. We're in the beta, and in, I think the beginning of March, there's a deadline for 1.0, which will be the first release which can be used by a workspace without having software and engineering guys in the background. These are targets which will be addressed in 1.0. OpenID Connect is wished by a lot of guys in the community as most of the German workspaces in the Verbund der offenen Werkstätten switched to a Keycloak in the background. I'm good in time. And the Federation, I already talked to the people of Matrix, and I think there will be some interfaces between FabAccess and Matrix to realize Federation. So, coming to the end of the presentation, we are a team. The most important are the community members. We have 64, number growing. We have a community manager, thank you. We have four people in Berlin, the first of the three core developers, then me, sorry, and one guy in Bocholt who is doing a really good job in alpha testing and documentation, because if developers create documentation, it's better when there is someone outside of the developer circle. Nobody in the team does anything with blockchain, sorry. These are organizations who have supported us and are carrying the project. And yes, the lower even spent some amounts of money, thank you. And these are the URLs you need to get involved and give it a try. So I think we have 3 minutes. Are there questions? Yeah.
Did you guys think about interoperating with already existing authorization schemes like FreeIDA, for example?
Yes, of course. Right now they are implementing Summer, and there will be many, many more. It's part of the modular design of FabAccess, because we do not want to press you into what we are using. If there are authentication systems which are in the market, we will implement them one after the other, but if you have wishes, feel free to talk to us. Yeah? Yeah?
This is maybe a little out of scope, but how do you stop people from just unplugging the Shelly
module? Ah, very good question. Thank you. You are not able to solve social problems with this technology.
Right.
Unplugging plugs which switch on and off the machines is, for me, it's a part of a social problem, but there is a technical aspect. Of course, the Shellys say, I'm here. They have a heartbeat. And if that heartbeat is away, so you, in the core of FabAccess, realizes, oh, that Shelly is unplugged. So it's a technical and social problem.
So FabAccess does log aliveness of the plugs?
Inside the kernel, yes. Inside the backend, yes. It throws out in the normal configuration into the memory, so it's gone in the time it's thrown out a log file. And if you need to follow what your users are doing, then you may take that log file and configure FabAccess, give me the log file, and push that log file to ERP systems or whatever you want. But that's not in the scope of FabAccess.
Right.
Yeah. Any more questions? 1.5 minutes, or yeah?
Do you have the possibility to also get a signal from the machine to say it's working, or it's voice?
Next good question. Thank you. It depends. Sometimes, if the information from the machine is important for FabAccess to switch on and off machines, then we're taking the data into FabAccess. Normally, when there are data from the machine which are not needed to switch on and off machines, because the core point of FabAccess is switching on and off machines, and that's what we are doing good. If there are any other data in our package, there is a MQTT server, and it may be forwarded by the MQTT server. And FabAccess does not need that data, yeah? 37 seconds.
Since you talked about like invoicing, like next to our laser cutter, we have a paper book where you wrote down, like,
yeah.
I used it for like 1 minute and 30 seconds.
Mm-hmm.
Is that something I can do with that?
This is something you can do with the log file, which is coming out of FabAccess, and your own software, you writing, or maybe Odoo or any other ERP system which needs to be filled with structured data from that log file.
Okay, so you don't want it to have access?
No, we are not an ERP system. We are not gaining money from people using our machines. That's in the scope of different software packages. Yeah?
Thanks.